This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Out in St. Louis today, Panera Bread expanded its experiment in pay-what-you-want pricing. It's going to let customers in 48 of its locations around town name their own price for a bowl of turkey chili. Panera's been running pay-what-you-want cafes in 5 cities the past couple of years. What profits there are go to hunger relief charities. From St. Louis, Adam Allington explores how the business model's working out for him so far.
The lunchtime crowd at a Panera in downtown St. Louis is a busy scene, and on a cold day, more than a few have opted for the turkey chili for the bargain price of whatever they want to pay. The suggested price is just under $6, but Melissa Strohmeyer paid more.
So I gave a 20, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of money. And then I'm like, no, it's not.
Strohmeyer likes the idea that the extra money she paid is going to a good cause, and customers like her are not uncommon. Kate Antonacci heads Panera's Societal Impact Initiative.
We find that about 60% of people leave what we ask. About 20% leave more, and about 20% leave less or significantly less or nothing.
Antonacci says the program more than pays for itself. But if you're thinking, yeah, just watch Panera try and pull this off with all the freeloaders in my neighborhood, well, just hold on a second.
So on the spectrum between completely crazy and marketing genius, where would you say this falls?
I think it falls closer to marketing genius.
Celine Malkich is a professor of marketing at Washington University. She says when Panera gives customers the choice to do the right thing, it's engaging an important part of human behavioral psychology called self-signaling.
So you're more likely to say, I am the type of person who gives to charity. So given that customers, as people, we have that need, to the extent that as a company you can tap into it, it's going to work.
For now, Panera isn't planning to roll out the pay-what-you-want pricing at all its 1,600 cafes. It wants to see how the idea plays in St. Louis first. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.